You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. So it is definitely a mindset this Monday morning. First and foremost, I just want to give a shout out to all of my listeners out there. When I first decided that I was going to do this, I told myself, hey, you know, if you can just get one more listener than the previous episode, you know, that would be great. You would be cool with this. Because, you know, when you first want to start something, you worry about, is people going to listen? If it's going to be something that's going to be successful? But you just have to put things behind you and just set goals for yourself and just, you know, I'm satisfied with this. If this little bitty thing happens, I'm happy with this. So I can say that I've actually exceeded well above one new listener each episode. So shout out to you guys for that. Shout out to y'all. And if you could just continue to share on your social media, just continue to shout me out, I would definitely appreciate it. And also thank you to the ones who have already and just continue to write reviews for me too as well. Don't forget, we are available on SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes podcast. So shout out to you guys. I appreciate it once again. So today, episode 7 is titled Stop Dwelling on Plays. And I know what you're thinking. Stop dwelling on plays. What exactly does that mean? When you read the title, I'm sure you were probably like, I don't know what that means, or what is she going to talk about? And if it wasn't for me, who was actually the one doing this, I would be thinking the same thing. I would have no clue what that meant. So I'm going to give you a background story on that. So when I was an athlete, when I played basketball in college, my coach, you know, when I would make a mistake, or if things didn't go my way while I was playing, if I didn't make the right shot that I wanted to make, or if I didn't get the steal that we needed, or any type of thing that had to do with basketball while we were in the game, you know, if I would get upset over something, I would have let it affect me. I would have let it affect my next play, or say I could have a turnover, and then, you know, I'm still upset about that turnover when it's time for me to play defense. You know, and you can tell that turnover affected my whole game. So, you know, my coach would always look at me and she would say, stop dwelling on plays. The game is too fast for you to dwell on plays. Next play. So, you know, I'm thinking about that as I'm writing this and as I'm going over this episode, and it actually just hit me like yesterday to talk about this, because it just, you know, a situation that just happened to me over, you know, over the weekend. So stop dwelling on plays. Let's even think about, how do we dwell on plays in life? I feel like life, you know, we dwell on plays in life. And let's just start with talking about our past. So many times, even if, you know, as women or even as black women or just people in general, we dwell so much over our plays or just the previous things that's happened to us in life over the past. You know, I can give you an example. So 2017, the start of 2017, well, we've been doing this for like the last 2 years. So me and Terrell, we come together the first of the year, probably January 1 or maybe January 2nd, as early as possible as the year if we don't have much going on. So what we do is, you know, previously before, the week before, you have to plan your goals for the next year. You plan your goals. You write down the list of things you want to accomplish. You want to write down like a timeline of, I want this done. I want to make this happen. I want to make these things happen. So after we do that on our own, we come together and we have a meeting. So he goes over his goals and accomplishments with me and his timeline. And even, you know, he might have a vision board. Maybe we do it together usually. And he'll go over that with me and I'll write it down. I'll take note of, he'll actually email it to me. Vice versa. I'll go over every single thing with him. We'll go over our goals together. And actually, we also come up with goals together for our marriage too as well. You know, where we want to see ourselves go, or if we got a vacation, or, you know, something we want to grow from. So we come together, we talk about these things. We actually write commitment letters to each other and commitment letters to ourselves. Now, where I'm going with this, so just me thinking about the 2017 goals that I made for myself. Those goals, now, there were a lot of goals on there that I did accomplish. I accomplished a lot of goals that was on there. Did I accomplish every single goal that was on my list? No, I did not. But it could be so easy for me. It could be so easy for me to dwell on those goals that I didn't accomplish. And me being the person that I am a perfectionist. So I am upset about a few of those goals that I didn't accomplish. And I'm looking like, man, I didn't do this. Man, I didn't do that. But immediately I had to stop and look at the things that I did do that weren't even on the list. And you know, and sometimes that's how God works too as well. We make so many plans for ourselves, but he has his way. And he just comes up with other things for us to do as well, or he lays things on our heart for us to be reachable. So even just with my fourth quarter movement, I had so many goals for my fourth quarter movement. You know, I wanted to, I wanted so many hits on my blog that I was writing. I wanted so many things going on with my website. I will tell you that me starting a podcast and me actually speaking to people, speaking to youth and those type of things, those were not on my goals list. I can tell you that. So I'm over here planning for, you know, things to be on my blog and my blog to take off. But I didn't even have no idea that the Lord was going to transition me from writing to talking and, you know, and jumping on this new wave. So that right there is just me, you know, me bouncing back from, instead of dwelling on what I didn't do, me switching the gears and looking at what I did accomplish. So how often do we just let our past keep us where we're at? You know, we make so many mistakes in life. And just think about it, you know, with my coach telling me that, just think about if I just continue to let that one play determine the rest of the game. If I did that, every single time I played a game, we wouldn't be talking about the fourth quarter right now, because in my mind, I would still been in the first quarter instead of being able to play in the fourth. While I'm in the fourth quarter, I would have been still thinking about the first. You know, we got to move on from so many things that just keep us stuck. So many things that keep us stuck. And let's even go on, we can even go on to talk about people. People allow us to stay in the previous. Whether if it's something that someone's done to us, if we're upset about somebody over something, it could be anything, you know. I'll be honest with you. So my dad actually just got out of prison November 2nd. And, you know, while he was in prison, I didn't talk to him for maybe like a year and a half straight, because I was still dwelling on the fact that he was in jail. You know, I felt like I had so many mixed emotions about him being in there. I felt like every time I talked to him, he wanted to blame other people. I felt like he wanted to take me with him in there and me talk to him, call him and write him every single day. You know, I just felt like he just wanted to point the finger while he was in there. So, you know, towards the end of him coming out, you know, one thing I can honestly say about him, he always tried to talk to me. He always wanted to be there for me and was telling me, hey, I needed to communicate with him as much as I could. But, you know, I was just upset and I was still dwelling on, you know, all the mistakes that I felt that he made. And those mistakes, the mistakes that he made was 5 years ago. But I was still upset over those mistakes. And it was a whole lot of weight that was on me. So when it came time for him to start going out, you know, for him to actually, you know, get released and come out, you know, I started talking to him a lot more, you know. And one time, you know, when I had an argument with him, I just told him, hey, you know, I don't think that, because it's like every single time I would talk to him, I'd be upset about something, or he would say something that would make me mad, and I would just not talk to him again, or even when we did talk. But the thing about it is, though, for me, I had to get that forgiveness out, and I had to quit dwelling on the past and dwelling for all the mistakes that I felt that he made that I couldn't even move on. So even when in those own conversations that we had, regardless of what he said, because I still had that dwell in my heart, I wouldn't have been able to move on anyway. He could have just said hey, what's the weather outside today? I would have found some type of way to be mad about it just because I still had that dwell in my heart. So when I moved on from that and I focused on the next quarter instead of the previous quarter in our relationship, things begin to get better. You know, we've gotten a whole lot closer. I'm helping him with everything that he needs to, you know, get back on his feet. And we're going to move on in our relationship. You know, we've got so many plans that we're going to do together and so many things that we want to do to better each other and, you know, better our community that we have shaken that we're wanting to get done. So just imagine if I would have let, you know, my heart, which I did let it affect me. I let it affect me for 2 years. You know, just imagine where I stood at. I mean, just imagine where I allowed our relationship to stay at. We couldn't even grow while he was in prison. Or, you know, we had to wait till he got out for us to grow because I was still stuck on the past. even when we're talking about just people, and think about this, how many times do we fall out with friends? I tell you what, I've got some people in my life, and I'm the type of person, you guys, like, if I'm mad, I stay mad at you forever. Like, I get so stubborn when it comes to arguments because I don't like to argue. I don't like to argue. I don't want no problems. I don't want no drama. So me, it's easy for me just to be out of sight, out of mind, and not talk to you at all. So, like, you know, I had an instance with, you know, me and a very close person to me. We had actually fell out. We fell out over like a year ago over something that was really extremely petty. But for me, it was bigger than just petty. So I was mad at this person for forever, and wouldn't talk to this person. And I knew this person would want to talk to me if I want to talk to them, but I just told myself, no, I'm not going to. And the thing about it is, though, me and this person, we made each other better. I made her better. She made me better. You know, we encouraged each other. We were really good for each other, but pettiness got in the way. So I continued to dwell on that past, continued to dwell on that play that happened a year ago, that we couldn't even get better in our relationship. And, you know, all the good things that she did for me, they weren't even allowed to happen just because I was still dwelling on something that hadn't happened previously. So how are we supposed to grow from that? How are our relationships supposed to move forward if we continue to dwell on what someone's did to us, or continue to dwell on the past, of a past situation that we've actually been in? And even when we come together and we talk about dwelling on people and dwelling on the past, you know, ever since I've been doing all of my fourth quarter things, it's been over since October 2016 I've been doing this. So if I could just tell you how many people that I thought would support what I was doing, even people close to me, I thought would support what I was doing that didn't support me. At first, I focused on, well, this person's not supporting me, or this person doesn't even see what I'm doing, or this person doesn't even care what I'm doing, or this person's not trying to help what I'm doing. I had to get away from that. Like, I had to stop doing that. If I would have continued to dwell on the people who weren't listening, the people who weren't reading, the people who weren't following me, I wouldn't have able to give myself to the people who do want to listen to me, and the people who do need me, and the people who do want to hear what I have to say. You know, I got a lot of people around me right now who just want to accomplish so much. I've got friends who's writing books. I've got friends who's wanting to start their own business. I've got a lot of friends who's got a lot of things going on. And, you know, and it's on my heart to tell you, don't dwell on the people who's not supporting you. Don't dwell on those people who aren't listening. Don't dwell on those people who aren't trying to buy your product. Because I will tell you this, there's some people out there, somebody, and it could just be one person. You gotta, you know, when we first start doing something, we want this big following and we want everybody to hear what we've got to say. But also, too, we also have to understand that it's levels to this. It's levels to everything. It's levels to success. It's levels to the road that you want to go to. So just understand that somebody out there, and it could be a group of people, somebody out there is praying for what you've got going on. Somebody is looking for you, exactly, specifically what you can bring. Somebody praying for your purpose and praying for exactly what you bring to the table. Trust me, because when you're actually doing something, you're going to see that there's people who you never thought that didn't even notice you, that's going to be supporting what you're doing and just going to let you know, hey, I love everything that I see, that what you got going on, this really helped me. It's so many people that, hey, your blog really touched me, or hey, that one podcast you did, it really, really just struck a nerve and like really hit home. So be prepared for that. Now let's talk about dwelling on situations. So I'll give you an example for a situation. So when I did my, let's see, it was probably episode five is the one that I did with Michaela. You know, when I did that episode, I had 162 listens. Now, previously, the episode before that, episode four, the one that I had did with myself, I had 39 listens. So from episode four to five to six, episode four had 39 listens. Episode five with Michaela had 162 listens. So, you know, I'm excited about that because, you know, obviously I jumped up crazy from 39 to 162, then I went right back down to 80. So it could have been, so me, instead of me looking at the positive of that, At first I wanted to look at the negative part of that situation. So I was like, man, you know, I listened to, I had 162 listens for that episode, man. Then I went back down to 80. But, you know, I really thought about that one as a win. Because previously I had 39 people listening just off me. I had Michaela on there. I got 162. And after that, I got 80. So really, if you think about it, that was really a 50% increase from 39 to 80, considering the fact that I had a popular person, a WNBA player, on my podcast. And then it means some of the people who actually listened when she was on there stayed for that next episode. And they actually continued to stay because I've actually had more in progress after that. So, like, we can't dwell on a situation that's happened to us. I can give you even more. I can tell you, okay, so I'll give you this example. So I actually listened to this podcast. It's called How I Built This. If you guys haven't heard this or haven't listened to this, if you're like a future entrepreneur or, you know, you want to accomplish, if you like self-help things and you want to get motivated, you definitely got to go listen to that because it's awesome. So the example I'm going to give you from just a situation. So Sarah Blakely, and I'll tell you who she is just a second. So she came out with a product that she needed, that she felt that was needed, and, you know, for women. And the product is actually called Spanx. So she's talking about when she was doing Spanx, how she went to over 10 people and nobody wanted to sponsor her product, or everybody was saying that, hey, you know, that's not going to work. But she was actually marketing her product to all men. So, of course, they wouldn't think that it was going to work or think that it was, you know, a necessity for anybody. So, you know, for Sarah Blakely, and I listened to this, and this happens to just about every single entrepreneur on How I Built This, and I've heard everybody, the dude who did Power Rangers, everybody's been on there. So just imagine that if she really let all the people who told her no affect her product, or if she just dwelled on the first person who told her no, or, hey, I don't think that's going to work. You know, instead of getting up, hopping to the next person, showing it, hey, I don't think it's going to work. She still didn't dwell. She just kept on pushing and kept on pushing. She kept on being consistent. And that's with anything, consistency with anything. So she finally got her phone call, you know, from a man. And he told her, hey, you know, I want to promote your product. I think we got something here. And she asked him why he changed his mind. And he said, because I have four daughters. And I have three daughters and a wife. And I sat with them at the dinner table. And I told them about your idea. And they were like, why wouldn't you take up that offer? Like, that's awesome. Like, do you know what that could do for us? So that's why he decided to pursue her. So Sarah Blakely didn't dwell on the situation. She didn't dwell what had happened to her. So the last example that I have for you is something that really kind of changed my life when I dealt with racism at a previous job. So the whole time that I'm actually dealing with this, and I'll be on, it kind of got me down, kind of got my spirit down. So just by me, I could have actually stayed in that situation. I could have made excuses for myself of why I didn't want to move forward or why I didn't want to do anything. I could have stayed in that situation, but instead of me dwelling, I actually decided through all that I wanted to be my own boss. I didn't want to have to listen to anybody. I didn't want to have to be in a situation that I couldn't control. And I can do that. And you can do that too as well. But let's take a time to talk about ways that we can stop dwelling on place. The first one is forgiveness. So if you're mad at some person in your life or somebody who's did something to you, you got to forgive them first for you to move on. So if I would have, back when I was playing basketball, I had to forgive myself for making that turnover because I was, at the whole time when I was upset, I was mad at myself. Like, dang, I can't believe I turned the ball over. I can't believe I did that. You have to forgive that person, or you have to just forgive yourself for mistakes that you've made for you to move on, for you to get to your next journey, for you to get to your next destination. You know, forgive yourself if you felt like you were a failure at the first business that you tried to start. Forgive yourself so you can start the next one. The second way is focus on growth. Focus on how did you grow from that situation. You know, what would you do differently next time in that situation? With me and all the things that I'm doing with my podcast and my website, and me just in the space that I'm in life, I have to focus on the growth of every single thing that I do. Just, you know, right now the thing that I'm focused on growing in is just this right here, just my podcasting. You know, there's nothing that anybody can say to me to get me down about this or to get me to stop doing this. I'll be honest with you. Me, I love doing this, but of course I have moments where, you know, I really don't feel like recording tonight, or I really don't feel like doing this. But I tell myself this. I don't feel like going to work, but I still get up and I still go. Be committed to something that you want to do. Be committed to your dream just as much as you are committed to that job that you're not passionate about. So here I am. The growth is what I focus on every single episode. Like I said, if I can get one more person, I'm not going to dwell if I bounce back, if I lose listeners. I'm going to ask myself, hey, what could I have done different? Or what could I have given? Or how can I make my things better? Or how can I grow on my podcast? Instead of me dwelling on the previous situation or me dwelling on, last week on Battle of the Barns, you know, and I tell you something about my podcasting, I make it to where I change one thing, and it might not even be something you notice, but it's something that I notice each time I change one thing. So last week at Battle of the Barns, you know, me and Terrell, you know, we invested the time and we got some new equipment so we can actually finally run two microphones at one time. So I YouTubed it. I kept researching it. He even researched it. We just could not figure it out. So me being the spoiled brat that I am sometimes, immediately I wanted to pout. I want to pout like, why can't this work? I've researched it. I can figure out everything else. Why is this not working? Then usually, I'll be honest, usually I get mad at Terrell when stuff don't work just because, like I said, I pout and I'm spoiled. So I told him, hey, and he was upset about it too. I told him, I said, hey, end of the day, the show going to have to go on. We're going to figure it out. We're not going to focus on this because what we planned on doing didn't work out. I still changed one thing, so I'm not tripping over it. That can be the next thing. I'll save that for next week. I got another week to figure that out. So quit dwelling on plays in life. Quit dwelling on your past. Quit dwelling on the people that hurt you. Quit dwelling on the situations that's happened to you because you're not going to be able to go where you're trying to go. Quit dwelling. And like I said previously, for all my people out there, I got so many people right now that you're in the fourth quarter with me. If you're listening to this right now, you're in the fourth quarter of your life because you're listening for some reason because you feel what I'm saying. If I would have let that turnover that I had in that first quarter, if I would have let those listeners that I didn't get in that first quarter, if I would have let that person who was racist in that first quarter keep me there, if I would have let them affect me, we wouldn't be in the fourth quarter right now. We wouldn't be focusing on our victory. We wouldn't be focusing on our goals or our accomplishments or where we're trying to go. If Madam C.J. Walker would have dwelled on her hair loss, we would not have black hair products. If Oprah would have dwelled on getting fired from her job, we would not have the OWN channel. If Beyonce would have dwelled on Jay-Z cheating on her, we would have not had Lemonade. So quit dwelling on plays. Remember that you determine your destiny. You control your next situation. You control your next move. So quit dwelling on the past. Quit dwelling on the people who's hurt you. Quit dwelling on the situation that you've been in that didn't go your way. Quit dwelling. It's time to move on. It's the fourth quarter. It's time to get buckets. It's a mindset. You have just listened to It's a Mindset, your Monday morning inspiration. And don't forget, it is Mindset Monday. So hashtag it on all your social media. Give us a shout out. Go write us a review. Just share. Thank you guys for tuning in.